Your heart's high. Close your eyes. Whisper the name Jesus. He's pulling you to his bedroom, to his holy place, to his inner chamber, to reveal unto you mysteries and secrets, and to dissolve every mystery around your life, to quench in you longings that money cannot buy, to fill for you the space that no human can fill. Power of the Holy Ghost. Receive the visitation of his power, of his presence. That's right. Everywhere here, the yoke is being broken. In that day, the burden shall be lifted from off your shoulder, and the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. He is filling the vacuums in your life. He is breaking the yoke. He is destroying the limitations. Receive your freedom. Receive your liberty. Receive your deliverance. Receive it now. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Wave your hands and give him the prayer.
Take my life as a sacrifice. Ooh. Lift your hands and give him the praise. He has brought somebody closer. Closer relationship. Closer relationship. Closer intimacy. Closer relationship. Deeper relationship. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Thank you, Master. With your hands and give him the praise as you take your seat. Welcome everyone here to this deep Holy Ghost service. Very, very auspicious, awesome presence of God that I believe you are not returning back the same from, the same way you came, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 92 verse 10. But my horn shall thou exalt, like the horn of a unicorn, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. I shall be anointed. The blessing of the anointing or power of God. And this is part two. The blessing of the anointing or the power of God. Blessing of the anointing bracket power of God part two. Our objective is to understand what the blessing or the anointing of God, what the anointing or the power of God carries, and then to understand how to access that power or the anointing. It's our month of supernatural power for release, for recovery, and for replication. And it's our blessing Sunday. So we're looking at the two connections, the connection between the two. One of the greatest privileges of man is power with God. Genesis chapter 32 verse 28. As a prince, Jacob had power with God and prevailed. One of the greatest privileges of mortal man is power with God. It is a blessed thing to carry the anointing of God. This anointing is not reserved for pastors or clergy. It belongs to every child of God. For you have an unction from the Holy One. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. For all of us, we have an unction from the Holy One. And we know all things. What is the blessing of the anointing? The blessing of power with God. Number one, we looked at four in the first service, and we are not going to go into them now because of time. So we are looking at number one, which is actually number five. If you are going to go through the first service message, you will see the first four. Number one, the anointing places a crown on the head of the anointed. There is a crown. He places the crown on the head of the anointed. Everyone who has the anointing or power with God is a king and a queen of some sort. Leviticus chapter 12, verse 12, verse, chapter 21, verse 12. Talking about the priest, he said, neither shall he go out of the sanctuary, nor profane the sanctuary of his God, for the crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon him. I am the Lord. The anointing positions the crown on the head of the anointed. We just saw earlier on that because Jacob had power with God, he was called a prince. He was called royalty. In Genesis 32 and in verse 24. So whenever a man or a woman is anointed, nobody can do anything about their royalty. An anointed man is a naturally celebrated royalty. It's a royalty of a higher type. Am I communicating? People get angry. Men of God, or pastors, they are just so highly celebrated. You know, everybody is just, it's not, it is something that was done from there. The crown of the anointing is on his head. Demons see it, witches see it, wizards see it. Human beings also see it. And this crown is senior to political crown. Oh, it's very, very, very senior. It's in all humility. I have regard to everyone who is a political office holder. Heavy regard for president, for governor, for every of these political office holder. But a genuinely anointed man who is seeking for a political office, except God calls him, is seeking demotion. Because it is the priest and the prophet who pour oil on the king. They coronate kings. They put kings in. Kings don't anoint priests. Priests anoint king. Kings don't anoint prophet. Prophets anoint kings. Am I communicating? Look at it in the physical. Earthly kings come and go. But we are an eternal excellence. Imagine the number of people who have been presidents or have been governors in the lifetime of Pastor Iye Adeboye, Pastor Bishop David Oyedepo, who have come and who have gone. But for 40 solid years, these people are on the scene. No reduction in influence. No reduction in impact. It is just on the rise. Please, if you are a child of God and you have a calling for political office, that means you are double royalty. You have a crown that is spiritual and you have another crown that is natural. So you are a double-edged priest. Prince, I communicate in that it amplifies your impact. You can't fade away like the earthly ones fade away. The crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon his head. Today, I announce to someone, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is positioning your crown on your head. If you are saying amen, say the loudest amen.
So in case you are seeking for a crown, seek for the crown that comes from Jehovah. Seek for the crown that comes from the anointing. Seek for the crown that comes from the oil. Seek for the crown that comes from the power of God. And it is coming upon somebody right now. It is coming upon someone right now. It is coming upon someone right now. Can that amen come like thunder? Shout the louder, believers. Amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The anointing places a crown, the crown on the head of the anointed. Number two, the anointing. All the power of God is a secret of restoration. It's a secret of restoration. The things that are lost or missing in life, in your life, can be found by the anointing. 1 Samuel chapter 10 and in verse 1. After Samuel poured oil on the head of Saul, he said, is it not because the Lord has anointed you to be captain over his inheritance? And then when you have left me, you will find people who will tell you, the donkeys of your father that are missing have been found. Unction is foundational for restoration. Anything lost in your life, anything missing in your life, can be located by the anointing. Nothing is permitted to be lost. Nothing is permitted to be missing. Where the anointing is or where the power of God is. Maybe you have lost your peace. Maybe you have lost your health. Maybe you lost strength. You lost favor. Or the enemy tried to take something out of your life. The power of God is the secret of restoration. The anointing of God is the secret of the restoration of whatever the enemy tries to take out of your life. Somebody here, what is missing is being found right now. What the enemy has stolen is being restored right now. Whatever my Father in heaven has not planted in your life is being uprooted right now. Lift up your right hand and scream restoration. Say it louder, say restoration. Say it loud, more, say restoration. And for some people here, it is the restoration of your destiny. That's right. A demonic entity tried to exchange your star, exchange your glory, exchange your favor. They say you are so successful. They say your future is very bright. So they try to divert your future and divert your destiny. I am anointed to announce today, in the name of Jesus, there is restoration. What is yours? What belongs to you? Help that woman there. What is yours? What belongs to you? What pertains to you is restored. I was ministering in Area 1 prophetically some time ago, and I pulled out a woman. She was the darling of her husband. All of a sudden, the husband's people and others said, this man love his wife too much. Maybe she, whatever. And then they did some jazz. And the woman became detestable, like a detestable insect in front of her husband. The same man that can't sleep, that can't do nothing without her. Favor withdrawn, favor transferred, favor destroyed. Until that day in which the word came. Anything the devil tried to take out of your life, out of bitterness and envy and jealousy and malice, today I am anointed to announce it is restored. In this month of power, in this month of supernatural power, in this month of the anointing, they are restored. Somebody hear, your voice is restored. In those days you spoke and people listened. But now they don't want to hear anything you have to say. I decree the restoration of your voice.
Say the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Father, thank you. Give you the praise and the honor. The anointing is the secret of restoration. Thirdly, the anointing is the birthplace of potentials. So it's still happening. Potentials are released, are unleashed by the power of God. When God places his power on your life, the graces and the giftings that are on the inside of you, they come out. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The anointing on him brought the healing virtue out of him. It brought the healing virtue out of him. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 5 to 6, the anointing that Saul received in verse 1, it brought the prophetic virtue out of him. Many of us, there are things you carry that you are not even aware you carry. Because people said, is Saul also among the prophets? It was a shock to them. When did this kind of gift start? When did this kind of grace start? Those who knew me in secondary school, I'm sure that many of them were shocked. Because even though all the dances you see me dance now, there was nothing like that. The singing, there was nothing like that. Nothing. I was just a regular guy. Just normal, regular, everyday guy. There was nothing much. All of a sudden, things began to roll out like the when you are unwrapping the peels of onion. One after another, after another, after another. Until you become a surprise to yourself. Somebody say loud amen. Playing of instrument? For where? I couldn't as much as speak before a crowd.
I remember in my form five or so, I was meant to address a group of people and I was almost choking.
Now, if you gather demons in hell, I can address them now.
Hey! Hey!
The meaning of it is there are many things inside you that you are not aware of yet.
Many of you are trying to retire when you have not even started life. I announce and I prophesy to you, by the same anointing with which I preach, the graces of God, the giftings of God, the wisdom of God, and the deposits of God in your life shall be released and unleashed for your generation. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. The graces of God, the giftings of God in your life shall be unleashed for your generation. Shout the loudest amen. Place your hand on yourself and say, something is coming out of me. Something is coming out of me. Graces are coming out of me. Giftings are coming out of me. Results are coming out of me. In this month of November, they are unleashed out of my life in the name of Jesus.
Look at your neighbor by your side and tell them and say, get set, because very soon you will be shocked at my manifestation. The first day my father-in-law saw me preach, he opened his mouth and said, this quiet boy, This quiet gentle boy, is he the one talking like this? And truly, if you see me outside the pulpit, I'm very, very calm. Just very, very, very calm. I can't hurt a fly. I'm very gentle. Until I see a devil. Hey! I was passing on the road one day. I went somewhere. And one young lady saw me say, "Are you Dr. Pastor?" Like teenager or something. "Are you Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche?" I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "No, that's not the kind of voice I heard on the television, on the radio." I said, "So I should be passing on the road and be screaming and be quarreling on the road so that you can know I'm the one." I said, "Are you Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche?" "Yes, I am the one." That will be weird. Very weird. He said, "No, that voice is too calm. It's not if I say I am the one." He said, "No." He said, "No." Praise the Lord. God will do something out of your life that will be a shock to you, a shock to your family, a shock to friends, and a shock to all who know you. Shout the loudest amen. And say after me, say, "Do it, Lord." Louder. "Do it, Lord." Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Finally, number four. The anointing is the secret of the commanded blessing. The commanded blessing. Psalm 133 verse 1 to the end. "How good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the bed, even Aaron's bed, that went down to the skirts of his garments. As the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded a blessing, even life forevermore." That anointing that flowed from the head of Aaron is the secret of the commanded blessing. What is a commanded blessing? Blessings you don't beg for. Blessings that look for you, you didn't look for. The commanded blessing. Blessings you don't beg for. Blessings that look for you, you didn't look for them. What is a commanded blessing? Blessing under pressure. Blessings under pressure. What is a commanded blessing? The blessing that carries a mandate. The blessing that was sent on an errand. Sent on errand. I'm a beneficiary of such. Severally and diversely. We have things you never asked for, you never looked for you. Get set by the power and the anointing that will be released and be unleashed this month. You shall step into the realm and the dimension of the commanded blessing. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. What is the secret of the anointing? It is called passion. The same thing. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. What passion? First, passion for God. Your love for God is key to power with God. When you look for God, you don't need to look for power. Because God is the custodian of power. When you hang around God, you are hanging around power. "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." passion. Many of us have different passions. That is why we are weak in power. More passion for fashion. More passion for entertainment. More passion for the flesh. Passion. Number two is passion for kingdom assignment. Look at Mark chapter 16 and verse 20. And they went everywhere, and the Lord went with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders following. They went everywhere. They went everywhere. They were preaching everywhere. They were touching lives everywhere. They were changing lives everywhere. And the Lord went with them, confirming. When was the last time you led a soul to Christ? When was the last time somebody followed you to church, even if you didn't lead them to Christ? How interested are you in the destiny of others? When they ask me to pray for a sick person, especially if it is terminal, the first thing I do is to pray the prayer of salvation. I don't want to take chances. I may be the last bus stop of this person. I may be the last human being he's talking to before he goes. And then pray for the healing prayer. And most times the healing prayer works. But even if he wasn't healed, there is no loss. He escaped hell at dying minute and went to heaven. When was the last time? How interested are you in the assignment of God? It determines how much power you can work with. We go to crusades, see miracles, signs and wonders effortlessly by his mercies. Because we donated ourselves to his assignment. Passion. And then number three is compassion for the needy. Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, the needy. You want the power of God? God is trying to find out what will you use the power for. You know why David was so powerful? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that is defying the armies of the living God? David saw the people of his God under the oppression of a demon. His heart went for the people. And God empowered him. Who is this kind of person that wants to reproach my God and his people? What is in your heart determines what God can put in your hands. What you feel determines what you can heal. Passion. And if you have the desire to attend to the needy, then God, your God, will empower you to attend to those needy ones. Hallelujah. Final is the aversion or hatred for oppression. When you see the devil, you hate him and his work with a passion. Hate him, you hate his work, you hate his activity with a passion. You hate what God hates. You like what God likes, then you are set for power. Somebody's right knee is just healed now. Whether it's an arthritis on the right knee, I'd like you to check it quickly and step out if you cannot find the pain anymore. Terrible lower abdominal pain also has just been healed. Confirm it right now. Generally, bone conditions have been healed. Lower back, hip, healed by the power of God. Quickly, step up. Check your knees. Move it. Confirm that the pain is gone. Right, quickly step forward here. The woman that the camera showed with the collar on your neck, I'm sure you should appreciate that cameraman, because we may not have known you are around. If you are not sure, stand up on your feet because your healing is here as well. Thank you, Master. How great is our God? Sing with me. How great is our God? All will see. How great, what happened?
He burned down my face. Me, I even went on Friday.
And what happened now?
I don't feel
it. You can't feel it again. Lift your hands. What about you?
Since me,
power of the Holy Ghost, be free.
Since May, she has had pain on this, her legs, on the knee, and her mom had
Which knee?
On the right knee.
Mention it.
Her mom had arthritis, the grandmother arthritis, and she's been afraid about that.
And it is over right now. Lift your hands. Every ancestral generational curse, whatever followed from your mother will never reach you. Can I hear a louder amen?
Arthritis for 1 year disappeared.
Arthritis of 1 year. Power over forever.
4 years pain in the right leg disappeared now. 4 years.
4 years on pain. The right leg. Lift your hands. Father, thank you. It is over forever. Over forever.
Waist condition disappeared.
Waist or hip? Hip. Waist and hip on the left hand side. For how long?
Over 1 month.
And it is healed. Move yourself and check what you couldn't check before. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Power of the Holy Ghost.
Arthritis for 5 months.
God, Father, we give you the praise.
Abdominal pain.
What happened to you?
Abdominal pain, sir.
Abdominal pain, yes. All healed.
Yes, healed.
All of them. Arthritis of the right knee also gone. What of you? You come from Igala land.
Yes.
Igala.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to hospital about three hospitals. I see you see that I'm going to.
And what happened to you now?
I'm okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm okay. Are you just looking like that? Give the Lord a big clap of hands. Lift up your hands, everybody. Lift your hands. Fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Power of the Holy Ghost. Upon Mount Zion, there is deliverance and there is holiness. And the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. What happened to your neck?
You said about 3 years ago.
Woke up 3 years ago. Lift your hands.
They've checked, they can't say anything in the hospital.
And yet the neck is locked. Lift your two hands. Oh, you can't leave this hand well too. Right. This one. Can't leave this one and neck. Hold this for me. Father, let this devil go to hell. That's the headquarters of all demons. Power! Be healed. Stand in one place. Power! Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Heal the name of Jesus. Good. Stand up on your feet now. Lift your hands. Seal this as a challenge. Remove this. Look up. Look up. Look down. Look right. Look here. Neck literally completely locked. This hand is locked too. Look. All right, hold this for me. Thank you, Father. Terrible devil. of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Take your seat on that side and lift. Yes, sit down and lift on my seat and relax on it. Connect the fire on it and lift your hands. Pains on the legs, waste all gone in Jesus' name. You are healed and you are free. Return back to your seat. Everyone here today with any satanic embargo on your life, every deposit of hell in your body and in your system, they are uprooted right now. In the name of Jesus, they are uprooted. You are all free. They are uprooted right now. In the name of Jesus, uprooted right now. This for you is Mount Zion. It's Mount Zion. It's Mount Zion. Where there is deliverance, where there is holiness, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. I prophesy upon everyone here today. Everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your body is uprooted right now. Help from above is released upon you. And I'm praying for everyone who is in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven? You want today to mark a new day for you? I'd like you to pray this prayer after me, anywhere you are. And say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Those who pray that prayer, anywhere you are, stand up on your feet. Even if you didn't pray that prayer, but you know you need to give your life to Jesus and have your sins forgiven. You want to love God. You love other things, but you are saying, Pastor, I want to love God like never before. Pick your Bibles and your bags quickly and rush to the front. Be the first to come as I give you the count of 7. 1.
Lord, I give you my heart.
2.
Give you my soul.
Rush quickly. 3.
I live for you.
Just one moment. I see somebody with a mental condition that God has healed in this service. If there's anyone here, check them, and if you confirm it, you let us know. Go ahead.
Lord, I give you my
quickly.
Heart.
1. 2.
Give you my soul.
3. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. We'll sing it one more time. Anywhere you are tied down by an addiction, a negative lifestyle, a life you don't like to live. And you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to be free from this kind of negative lifestyle. I want Jesus in my life. Pick your Bibles and pick your bags and come forward. Drunkenness, alcoholism, immoral life, tobacco smoking, marijuana, lying, cheating, duping, gambling. Quickly step forward here. One more time.
Lord, I give you my
of your will, Lord, have your way in me. Place your right hand on your chest, all of you standing here, and pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace to serve you, Lord. And thank you for hearing me, Lord. In Jesus' name. I now pray for you. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. Grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.